Again, David from Pennsylvania asks, could the Rav please discuss the issue of one day Yontif in Chul? Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, as quoted in Am Tel Aviv, states conditions which would allow someone to keep one day Yontif in Chul. However, he says, even for a mitzvah and in private, one is not allowed to do malach on the second day. In other words, on the second day, the Rabbanan mitzvahs are kept as in Israel, and the Oraisa mitzvahs are kept as in Chutz Laretz. I have spoken with several Rabbanim on this issue, and they all told me in agreement with Tzvi Yehuda that there is no halachic permission to do malach on the second day. However, recently I found certain Rabbanim who feel that in Chul it is okay to do malach on the second day. I believe this is based on a Ramah. When I asked the other Rabbanim about this, they said this is an opinion which we do not hold by. Rav Lef, I realize you may not agree with the idea of keeping one day in any way at all in Chul, but I'd be interested in your opinion about an Israeli keeping one day in Chul in general. But I'd also like to relate to this issue of keeping one day as opposed to the so-called 1.5 days. Is there really any halacha basis to keep a literal one day and do malach on the second day of Yontif in Chul? Thank you. Okay, the answer is that the halacha is that one who travels from place to place has to keep the chumras, the more stringent laws of the place that he left, and the stringent laws of the place where he is traveling to temporarily. And therefore one who left Eretz Yisrael has to keep the stringencies of Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Yontif, which for him is either Chol HaMoed or a weekday. And he has to also keep the stringencies of Chutz La'aretz, which is not doing malacha in order not to cause machlokas, not to look apart from the community. And therefore, anything that one is not allowed to do, he's not allowed to do even privately. And that is basically the halacha, that one is not allowed to do any malacha on the second day Yontif, even though for him, it's not really a Yontif, since he is not planning to settle in Chutz Laretz, he's planning to return to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, all the things that would be stringencies, like putting on tefillin, davening, a weekday davening, he would have to do as he would in Eretz Yisrael. However, publicly, he has to appear as if he is keeping Yontif. He has to dress as Yontif, go to shul, and appear as if he is keeping Yontif, and even in private, not do any malacha. There is an opinion that in private, malachos that could be done by a Shabbos clock or whatever, and therefore people don't know that he did the malacha, he may do, but most poskim do not hold of that leniency, and therefore the operative halacha for those who travel to Chutz La'aretz and have to observe a second day Yontif only insofar that they're not allowed to do malacha, it has to look like they're keeping Yontif. On the other hand, putting on tefillin, davening a weekday davening, and so on, is what they should do.